Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today is Thursday, October 16th. I'm Megan Lynch. While Alfred Montgomery's in jail, who's running the city sheriff's department?
Colonel Yosef Yasharala, a North St. Louis native who has worked in the sheriff's department for over 30 years, is now running the office in the interim. He acknowledges Montgomery is still the sheriff, but is hitting the ground running.
One of the first things we had to tackle was the land tax, and we have one of the biggest turnout on land tax, so I'm thankful that that was successful. So now we're just trying to move forward and fix the relationship with the jail.
Yasharala said he had a good conversation with jail leadership. He has not spoken with Montgomery since his incarceration as of Wednesday afternoon. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery's defense attorneys tried to make their case in court Tuesday. KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris Young & Kaiser, says the custody hearing wasn't the right forum.
But I think his legal team is trying to play a two-front war here, and that's, number one, a legal arguments, but also they're trying to argue in the court of public opinion.
Speaking on Total Information AM, Young says it's highly unlikely a federal judge would be swayed by public opinion about the case. While citizen concern continues to swirl over a data center proposal in Midtown, it appears Amazon is planning a data center of its own. The Business Journal reports two active job listings from Amazon Web Services for people with experience in data center construction and project management. There were no details about where the data center might be built in St. Louis. Amazon did not respond to requests for more information. According to U.S. Senator Josh Hawley, Ameren has another request before the Missouri Public Service Commission to raise electric bills for residential customers by about 15%. Ameren contacted KMOX saying the report is not true. KMOX has reached out to Senator Hawley for clarification.
June 1st, Ameren increased electric rates by about 12%. Residential customers saw their bills more than double in some cases. KMOX reported that on August 5th, Ameren started disconnections even for people in the tornado zone. Now, Senator Josh Hawley stepped in with a letter to Ameren's CEO, Martin Lyons, demanding to know how Ameren evaluated disconnecting tens of thousands of vulnerable customers. Also, he wants to know what steps were taken to prevent disconnections in extreme weather conditions. The senator is questioning recent agreements to provide hundreds of megawatts of power to new data centers, raising serious questions about cross-subsidization. And Hawley wants to know if Ameren considered prioritizing rate stability for households before approving discounted contracts for data center clients. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
You can read the complete story at KMOX.com, including Senator Hawley's letter to Ameren's CEO. It's been a busy season for Missouri State Health Insurance Program, also known as SHIP. Director Scott Mania tells MissouriNet annual Medicare enrollment is underway and Missourians have a lot of options.
The number of Medicare Advantage plans that are available has gone up to 157 across the state, compared to 139 in 2025.
Mania says their office offers free Medicare counseling. Enrollment continues through December 7th. A St. Louis program that helps individuals access skills training, apprenticeships, and internships, getting a $200,000 boost from Bank of America St. Louis. Michael McMillan, president and CEO of the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis, says the Save Our Sons and Sisters program provides economic opportunity.
And to really take them from lack of opportunity, lack of education, lack of training, lack of access to a full-blown career and the ability to take care of themselves and their families.
The Cortex Innovation Community has also been awarded grant funding and support this year through Bank of America's two-decade-long program called Neighborhood Builders. You may see a lot of purple today. It's in recognition of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Tonight, purple will light up Energizer Park, Ballpark Village, the St. Louis Wheel, the Planetarium, and other landmarks and buildings around St. Louis. From the Business Desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, the buyer of the Bank of America Plaza on Market Street got the office tower at a discount. In 2010, it was purchased for almost $48 million. It sold this week in a foreclosure sale for just $6.3 million. That's according to the Business Journal. The 30-story building is in a great location across the street from City Garden and a block from Ballpark Village. Its occupancy dropped from 83% 3 years ago to 48% currently.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.